We start hour number two by having a conversation with the head football coach at North Carolina State. Ninth season with the Wolfpack, led NC State to a school record 7 ACC wins last season. NC State with a huge win over number 9 Clemson in double OT on Saturday. The program's first win over a top 10 team since 2012. NC State 3-1, and they are number 23 in the AP poll. They're at home against Louisiana Tech on Saturday. We are joined by their head coach, Dave Doran. Dave, it is great to have you on. How are you?
Doing good, Jim. Hope you are.
I'm doing great. In fact, I really should rephrase that question. You're in the top 25. You're coming off a huge win against the top 10 team at home in double OT. So what was it like to wake up yesterday morning, Dave, after that win?
It was a great night. I mean, it's been coming for a long time and a lot of emotions. You know, we've lost to Clemson in three close games and one heartbreaker. And so there was a lot of redemption, I guess you would say, in that win. But very proud of our staff and our players and our fan base. It was an incredible environment.
Hey Dave, to that point, I mean, you had given Clemson all they could handle in previous meetings. And you talked about that heartbreaker. You'd gotten so close so many times. So what was your message to your team before the game?
Well, I told them all week that we would win the game if we just made the plays we had to make at key moments. And we didn't have to step outside ourselves too much. Just do what you're asked to do. Do it as hard as you can do it. Do it for your brothers. And when you get a chance to put them away, do it. And, you know, we had to overcome ourselves. We had 11 penalties and missed 3 field goals. So there was a lot of making up to do with offense and defense out there, and the kids found a way.
I'll tell you what, I let two things you just said really stand out to me. Number one, do what you have to do and do it as hard as you can do it. I like that. And to your other point, you had to overcome a couple of missed kicks and 11 penalties. I mean, it would have been easy for guys to get down and say, here we go again, but that's not what happened. That's not the mindset they had. So how do you explain that?
Well, I think there's a genuine love on this football team that we're not going to fail each other. And no matter what, we're not going to flinch. We're going to find a way to win. It's a bunch of guys that truly, genuinely care about the guys on the team and the coaches, and it's really a kind of a magical place to work right now, just the way things have come together over the last 2 years with the leadership we have with our players and the way the coaches interact. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm just really, really excited for the school and our fan base. They've, you know, they needed something like that here at the school, and as you know, sports is a unifying force, and with all the things we've been dealing with, I think it was really, really special.
No doubt. North Carolina head coach Dave Doran joining us. I mean, there's so many moments that we could talk about, but I've got to say, that pass that Devin Leary threw into the corner of the end zone with two defenders in that area really was a thing of beauty. What did you see on that play?
Well, Devin went through his progression. It was a double move to Emeka was what we were trying to get, and they covered it well, and Devin Carter on the other side of the field, we had a fake screen and go, and Devin went through, you know, left to right across the field, saw him, gave him a chance, and ball was a little bit behind on his outside shoulder, and he adjusted well to it, went down, and the pictures of his eyes on the ball, just the focus that he had to frame that catch and put it away, it was really a good job by him.
In fact, just to follow up on that, Dave, like, he was named the Walter Camp FBS Offensive Player of the Week for his performance. You've been around him a long time now, but what did he show you on Saturday?
Well, Devin's a clutch player, and he showed me that last year when we beat Pitt up there on the road, and he brought us back, you know, had a 400-yard passing day and won the game in the final minutes in a 2-minute drive. So I knew he was clutch, but he showed a lot of poise in that game, man. There was a lot of stuff going on. It was super loud, and we did a lot with him. He had to make a lot of reads on the snap, you know, from an RPO standpoint to try to put stress on their secondary. And he just did a really good job of executing the game plan and giving his playmakers chances to make plays and not putting us in bad positions, because there was 8 plays in the game where they could have sacked him and he threw the ball away. And those were huge plays, you know, just getting us to the next down.
Dave Doran's joining us talking about that big win. And then after the game, you said, quote, "The curse is broken, NC State fans." Hey, look, you're 9 years into it with the program. You've seen some crazy things. I mean, at any point in time, did you start to think that, you know, curses? Man, maybe there is something to this. Maybe this is real. And then how does it feel to have broken that thing finally, whatever it is?
Yeah. You know, the first week I was on the job here, my old AD, Debbie Al, told me, you're going to hear a lot about this curse, you know, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm going to tell you, man, there's been a lot of stuff that's unexplainable go down here, and watching it again with our baseball team in the spring, I mean, what a crime that was. So, yeah, for something to go our way and to be able to bounce, you know, push through all the things that went on and get the win and be able to celebrate that with our fan base, it was magical. And we got rid of it. I don't know what it took a lot, but we got rid of it on Saturday.
Man, that is the truth, right? So how much of that win was about what the team did on Saturday? And then how much of that was the result of 9 years of work and building the program to this point and creating that culture?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely accumulation. It took a lot of people, a lot of coaches that are no longer here, you know, have moved on and have helped build this thing. A lot of players that are now in the NFL helped build it. And I actually showed in our Friday team meeting, I showed a bunch of plays that we've made over the last 9 years to kind of get over the hump in certain games to finally beat Florida State. Here's what we had to do. To finally beat Louisville, here's what we had to do. And to beat Notre Dame in a hurricane, here's what we had to do. I showed them players making plays at key moments and said, it's time to do that against this team, and you're ready. And the guys did it.
NC State head coach Dave Groen joining us. Dave, I want to ask you about key moments. This is a different way of looking at it, I think. You said something the other day about the mood coming out of that loss to Mississippi State that I thought was very interesting. Quote, we just didn't finish drives, and so it was a situation where we had a tough, humble pie learning experience about being a better teammate offensively. It's a really interesting term or phrase. What did you mean by learning how to be a better teammate offensively, and then how did that show up against Furman and Clemson?
Yeah, well, we got down the red zone 3 times in that game and got 0 points, and we gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown. And offensively in that game, we have a lot of good players, you know, and they all want the ball, and I understand that. But there were times where kids were questioning, oh, I should get the ball more, or how come I'm not getting this route, or how come we're not running this play? And like I told them after the game, if you do that, you're playing for the other team. You need to take the play call to heart. You need to do your job. And if you do that, you're going to make plays. And the guys all owned that. They understood. You can't win games doing that. 11 guys have to go as hard as they can for the play caller and protect the quarterback if you're an offensive player. And, you know, being selfish is not a way to win in an 11-man at one-time sport. And we talked a lot about that in the preseason, like what could keep us from being great. And one of the things was not being a good teammate, just because there's a lot of kids that are on this team, just like everyone with the COVID relief. We have 91 guys on scholarship. There's only 11 of them on the field. You know, no one's going to play as much as they want to. You know, it's just how it is. And you got to buy into being a great teammate if you want to win.
It's such a great message. Such an important message. So then in talking to coaches over the years, they always talk about the fact that the most dangerous game is the one that comes after a big win. And that sometimes dealing with success is tougher than dealing with failure. So what then is your message to the team this week as you get ready for Louisiana Tech?
Yeah, well, we addressed the elephant in the room right away. I told them that, like, hey, we're going to enjoy the win for 2 days, and when you guys come back in the building on Monday, it's over. And we can't listen to the hype. We can surely, you know, be thankful that we won the game. But, you know, even with our social media, all that, like, whatever you're putting out there, you got Sunday and Monday to do it. When we get to Tuesday, it's all about winning the next game and being better. And one of the players stood up, Drake Thomas, and he had a really profound statement to the team, you know. He said, look, man, we set our goals for the season. It didn't say beat Clemson and then go home. It said win the championship, you know. And all we did was get one step closer, and that's it. So we got to move on. So it was great to hear the players, you know, chime in after that, and there's all the same sentiment. We just got to get back on the grass now and put them to it.
Well, Dave, that's the bottom line, right? You know, as a head coach, if you've got your players telling each other that, that's about as good as it gets. One quick follow, since you mentioned social media, I'm really curious how you approach this. Like, it is what it is, and when social media is good, it's the best thing ever, and then when it's bad, it's like the worst thing ever. Like, if you're a coach, you don't want your players reading constantly, you suck, you're terrible, you're horrible. But as a coach, you also don't want your players reading constantly, you're the best thing ever. So how do you approach it with social media? Like, you can't tell them not to do it. So what do you tell them?
It's hard. You know, I mean, you talk about it, and I think that's the biggest thing. We can't assume it doesn't bother them or that it's not a problem. I mean, everything you just said is true. And I don't know if anyone's ever said that to you before, Ron, but everything you just said is true. But with the guys, man, you just tell them. You know, like, look, if we read into this and get inflated egos, we're going to lose, and we're going to be super regretful. You know, and when there's people that want to put you down, they're going to be right there doing it. And the best thing they can do is have a tight circle and really not pay attention to most of that stuff during the season.
That's the truth. He is the head football coach at NC State. 9 years in, they're coming off a big win. But the next one, what's the big win? What's the biggest one? It's always the next one. Louisiana Tech is at NC State Saturday. Dave, great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Congrats. And I hope we can do it again soon.
I appreciate you having me. It means a lot. Go Pack.
Appreciate you doing it, Coach. Means a lot. Dave Doran doing an amazing job at NC State. And what a great win. This social media thing always is something of an issue, right? And by something of an issue, I mean like the biggest issue. Because the fact of the matter is, I'm not here to hate social media, because when it's good, there's nothing better. It can be the most amazing thing. But it can also be a cesspool and the worst thing ever. So what do you do if you've got young players or young kids or teenage kids? I do. I've got a kid in college. I've got a kid in high school. I've got a staff. I've got a show. I mean, the whole thing is such an issue. So when it's good, it's great. And when it's not, it's horrible. And you don't want to let it get in your head or under your skin. But it's not really feasible, I don't think, or realistic to tell your players, don't ever go on social media. I mean, how are you going to do that? That'd be like me telling my 17-year-old, hey, you, hey, Lokes, never go on social media. Never look at it. It's just not realistic. I mean, I could try, but how do you keep them from it? They'll find it.